Hey y'all, happy Monday. So glad that you are here with me. And you're hearing this on April 15th, and I'm recording this on March 20th. And who even knows, by the time you're hearing this, I might be having a baby, or maybe I already had my baby, or maybe I'm just about to have my baby. But either way, I'm batching these episodes ahead of time because I want you guys to have some really fantastic content to sit with and to just really soak in, even regardless of where I'm at in my delivery process or postpartum journey. And we just finished up our neuroscience series where we learned about rewiring our brain for success and how much of an impact our brain has on the success of really our entire life, not just that of our business. Yes, of course, our business, but that of our relationships, our finances, our health, etc. Because like our brain is obviously our thinking organ. And really the nutshell of that series, if I had to condense it into like one sentence, is that if our subconscious brain is not wired to support the goals of our conscious brain, then our subconscious brain will seek to sabotage those goals. The good news is, though, we can rewire a subconscious brain so that we can reach that next level of success in our business and our life. So if you are new to the podcast, if you have not yet listened to that series, I would really encourage you to go back, take a listen. It's a really game-changing series. When I learned this information and did this work with my mentor, Betsy Crony, it changed my life, and I know that it can change yours too. However, today, we're going to do a little bit of a different type of episode. I'm going to do a prayer today, okay? I'm going to pray over you, over your business, over feelings that you might be having. For any of you that are struggling with imposter syndrome or struggling to feel good enough to serve, to grow this business, to support your clients, to be paid for your services, I'm going to pray over you today. This is a prayer that I actually wrote out, and I put it on my Instagram a while back. It looks like it was posted on March 7th, and it got some great feedback. So I'm excited to utilize this for you today, and maybe bookmark this. If you can even bookmark a podcast, maybe save, copy this link and like text it to yourself. Maybe you are playing this over and over and over. Maybe you're praying this over yourself, over a friend's business, or just sitting in silence and letting me pray over you, whatever that is looking like for you today. Friend, I pray, Heavenly Father, right now, this would be a blessing for whoever's listening. Let's do it.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high-ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work. because you were made for this.
Coach, this is a prayer for your business, specifically if you are struggling with imposter syndrome or feeling good enough. Heavenly Father, your word says that anytime an anxious thought enters my mind, that I can present it to you in prayer and with thanksgiving. So God, thank you so much. I'm coming before you today, Lord, thankful for the gifts that you've given me, thankful for the business that you've given me, and thankful that you equip me to do the work that you've called me to do according to your will, Lord. And I admit, Father, that I do feel anxious, okay? I feel anxious. I feel worried. I'm struggling with imposter syndrome, thoughts about feeling good enough in my business. And God, I thank you that you are a safe place, Heavenly Father, to bring these troublesome thoughts to. And I just want to lay these thoughts and these worries at your feet, Lord, and help me to lay them down and not to pick them back up again. Through the power of Jesus Christ, I cast out any doubt, any fear, any lies that are coming against your good and perfect will for me and my business. Lord, I take up the authority that you have given me through Christ Jesus, and I declare peace, joy, and success over my business this year and in the following years. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against me will prosper, and I thank you for that, Jesus. Right now, Lord, I thank you that any sort of chains that the enemy was trying to put on me or on my business, Lord, are breaking off right now. You are not the God of confusion. You are the God of clarity, and I praise you, and I thank you, God, for your clarity. I pray, Lord, for wisdom, just like it says in James 1:5, and I believe, God, that you are going to give me wisdom. And if there's any part of me that is wrestling with unbelief, just like you talk about in the book of Mark, Lord, help me overcome my unbelief. Lord, I ask for your wisdom, that you would guide me along the straight and narrow path that you have for me, and help me to believe that you will, God. And I thank you in advance for that. Please help me to walk in obedience with you every step of the way for your glory, for your kingdom. I love you in Jesus' holy and heavenly and precious name. Amen. Friend, I know that this was a short and sweet podcast episode today, but I pray right now, Lord, that it is exactly who this person needed. Whoever it is that this person is listening right now, I pray that no matter how short this episode was, it was exactly what they needed. And friend, if this spoke to you, if this encouraged you, I would encourage you to share it. Share it with another friend in the business space. Share it to your social media and allow this message to be spread. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bible's Babies and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll see you in the next episode.